Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Transformers Tuesday continues for an unprecedented third day in a row with the next reveal in Amazon's exclusive Golden Disc Collection. As we pretty well figured out ahead of time, today was the redeco of Kingdom Tigatron, a toy that has yet to be officially revealed for the standard retail lineup, mind you. So to get up to speed here, Kingdom Tigatron is a Voyager, designed largely along the same lines as Kingdom Cheetor, but with some probable quality of life improvements thanks to the added flexibility of the Voyager price point. For instance, Tigatron comes with a show-accurate gut gun, and in general seems to be a little bit more refined in engineering, while not straying too far from its starting point. Golden Disc Tigatron is officially Mutant Tigatron, decoed in orange to resemble a more common tiger, and featuring a new head based on the mutant head of the original Cheetor mold family. So effectively the same thing that's been done for Shadow Panther, but at a bigger scale. The fiction for this release describes an alternate timeline where Tigatron is the sole survivor of the Maximal Party on prehistoric Earth, and maybe the last surviving Transformer there altogether, altered by the quantum surge that, in another time and place, would have created transmetals, and since then he's gone a bit insane and antisocial. A fun side effect of this deco choice is that Mutant Tigatron now joins World Collide Black Arachnia in bringing out toy representations of package art-specific appearances for characters. At one point in the original Beast Wars toy development, Tigatron would have been sold as a regular orange tiger, and while ultimately the toy was changed to white, the card art continued to reflect that initial intent. Like the first two sets, Tigatron currently has an expected release date in March of next year, but there's a pretty good chance we won't actually be waiting that long. Tigatron went up for pre-order for $31.99 on Amazon and Hasbro Pulse, and last time we checked before preparing this news desk, was actually still in stock to pre-order on Pulse. Based on the inside info, if we have a reveal tomorrow, that will be Terrorsaur. I'm personally anxious for that reveal in order to see just how they ended up carrying out the retool from Airazor to give us a pterodactyl. Look for a follow-up episode digging into that subject if we get our fourth reveal this week. We had some other excellent news today, as HasLab Victory Saber has cleared its minimum backer requirement and is now on track for production. In yesterday's News Desk 149, we reported a backer count of about 9,600. That jumped, literally overnight, solidly past the 11,000 mark, and in fact as of this recording is closing in on 12,000. There's a possibility that an early infusion of backers from Takara Tomy Mall may be behind this jump, but it could also be the general attention brought from Victory Saber being opened up directly to Japanese collectors helped to pull in a new burst of support. We can't really know for sure just how we got here, but victory over Unicron is now assured, and we can spend the remaining 11 days of the campaign looking toward the stretch goals. Your support makes Radio Free Cybertron, RFC News, and everything we do possible. Help us out by shopping on Amazon with our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a small referral fee for almost everything you might buy. If you want to be a little more active in your support, you can become a patron at patreon.com/tfradio. We have multiple tiers, so you can pick the level of support that's right for you. We have exclusive podcast content, plus if you sign up at the Touched tier, you even have the opportunity to participate in one of our exclusive shows. And you can always buy some of our merchandise. You can get to the store at tfradio.net/shirt and find apparel, mugs, and more with original designs. I recommend G2 Robot Collector, but there's lots of great stuff to choose from. Visit tfradio.net/news for more RFC News content. Radio Free Cybertron, and our archive of shows that goes back longer than some of our listeners have actually been alive, can be found at tfradio.net. We record RFC every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch us at tfradio.net/live or go to tfradio.net/YouTube to go directly to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you can get notified every time we start broadcasting. And don't forget, you can join us on Discord at tfradio.net/Discord. We read and interact with the chat audience during the live show, and it's a pretty cool place to hang out all week long. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.